Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network.
USA, 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 USA.
The show you're about to hear is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Now, on Fridays, Wayne is so very busy. He allows me, yours truly, Lee Elsie, to hang out with you for the first hour, broadcasting on all of these great radio stations from one coast to another. And as always, Christopher, the great Christopher, the mad explorer, is down there in Dallas, Texas. He pushes the buttons. He makes it all go. I am here in my state-of-the-art studio in Ledyard, Connecticut, right smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York City. We have a great hour in store for you before Wayne does take over at the top. A few folks from the Heritage Foundation will join me, but I must begin with the colossal fail of this administration and the unpatriotic move of bringing Brittany Griner home before a United States Marine. I've had officially about a full calendar day to think about this. A full calendar day. As I left the studio yesterday, it began to build inside of me. This rage began to build inside of me. We give up the merchant of death. We give up our main asset, our highest valued chip, and we give him up to the Russians for a WNBA basketball player who broke the law. Okay. The law she broke was certainly not a law that would land her, at least not now, in our prison system. But it's a law in Russia. She knew it going in. But because she's a high-powered superstar athlete, doesn't matter. The rules don't apply to high-priced, high-profiled athletes. Don't you know that? That's the way this works. So she gets arrested, 4 months in jail. All kinds of TV time. Chaos in the States. Got to get her out at all costs. Got to get her out at all costs. Can't let Brittany Griner stay in prison, even though we've got other folks in prison to this day. The Marine that's still in prison. 4 years. 4 years. There's a teacher, by the way, a professor, as a matter of fact, who's been in prison for the exact same crime that Brittany Griner committed. Nobody says boo about him. And you might not realize this, but from what I understand, at least some reports that I heard, Biden was given a choice. Whelan or Griner? Easy choice for Biden. Not really an easy choice for a patriotic American. Well, actually, it is an easy choice for a patriotic American. You take the Marine. The Marine creed is never leave a man behind. Yet, he's a Marine. Leave him behind. She's black. She's gay. Bring her home. Optics. That's what it's all about. Right? By the way, did you forget that Brittany Griner insisted or demanded in her time with the WNBA they stop playing the national anthem before games? Did you conveniently forget about that? So I'll stand by the idea that I want to bring Americans home. Certainly, I don't want Americans to rot away in jail. Even Americans that don't want to stand for the national anthem, I want to bring them home. They're Americans. We're supposed to all be pulling together. But if you're going to give me a choice between an athlete who's broken the law, who's been in there for a couple of months, and a United States Marine who's been there for a few years, and you choose the athlete because of optics, shame on you. Shame on you. And that goes for any athlete. If it was LeBron James or Mike Trout or Aaron Rodgers, they sit in the jail cell. I'll do you one better. How about we have a leader that's actually strong, that's got guts, that demands the prisoners come home? Why don't we have one of those? We have the weakest leader in our history, in the 245-year history of this country. This is the weakest leader we have ever had, bar none. In my lifetime, there have been a few others that you could say would come close. But Biden is an awful representation of the United States of America. He's a joke and a clown. So, yeah, I've had a day to sit and think about this, and I'm not happy about it. And you shouldn't be happy about this either. And I know that the general consensus is we're glad she's home, we're happy she's home. You know, now a book deal waits for her, and I'm sure she'll get some kind of Congressional Medal of Honor. Some form of a medal will be draped around her neck for breaking their law, smoking pot, vaping, whatever, spending a few months in jail, of course. But again, the heroicness of her being gay, and of course, how unprivileged she is because of the color of her skin. So the Marine sits in jail today, and Brittany Griner is yucking it up and partying it up here on American soil, because that is better optics for this presidency. Here's the one question I want you to think about today. So this is a woman who demanded the NBA stop playing the national anthem. Demanded it. I believe she either stayed in the locker room or took a knee when they did play the national anthem. I want you to think about this, and I want you to ask yourself and maybe your friends and just chat about this as to what you think her reaction is going to be. You know she's going to play in the WNBA again. What does Brittany Griner do in the first game back? I'm sure the place will be packed. The one time a WNBA game will be packed, Brittany Griner's return to the court in America. A full house. 9,000-10,000 people. An ESPN game of the week. National anthem begins to play. Does Brittany Griner put her hand over her heart? Or does Brittany Griner take a knee? You tell me. What do you think she does? What do you think she does? I wonder, too, if she was given a choice to stay and send the Marine home. If she knew the circumstances, my guess is she probably did. I'm sure her attorneys let her know that there were other folks who had been there a lot longer than her. John McCain stayed in a torturous prison for 5 years with his bones being broken, even though they offered to send him home, but he didn't want to leave his men. I wonder what Brittany Griner would have done if they were given, or she was given, that same opportunity. You stay, and the Marine goes. What do you think she would have said to that? So, no, I'm not happy today about this. This is not a celebratory day for me. As I've already stated, I'm filled with a certain level of rage over this, because I think it's just a lack of leadership. That's why we don't have both of them home, or all of them home. A strong leader, a good negotiator, figures out a way to get all of the prisoners home in a swap for the Merchant of Death. Someone as important to the Russian hierarchy as you can find on that ledger. And we give up him, and we get back her. Come on. Just terrible. But I do want you to think about something. I do want you to think about what I just said. Talk to your friends about it. Talk to your wife about it. Talk to your husband about it. Talk to your cousin, your sister, your brother, your next door neighbor. Somebody who might disagree with you. Somebody who thinks that Brittany Griner is some sort of a hero. I want you to ask them that question that I've already asked today. It's not rhetorical. I want you to get an answer. What do you think Brittany Griner is going to do the first night she's back for her first WNBA game with all the bright lights, the crowd going wild, all the signs how much they love Brittany Griner, ESPN broadcasting out to the entire country. And when that announcer, that public address announcer says, "Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand for the singing of our national anthem?" And that camera swings around to get a close-up shot of Brittany Griner. What do you think she's going to do? What do you think this woman, who did nothing but badmouth this United States of America and called everybody in it who disagreed with her essentially a racist, what do you think this domestic abuser, this criminal, what do you think she's going to do? What kind of a message will this athlete send to the rest of the country? I have said this over and over and over again. As a former professional athlete, I've been in these locker rooms. I hear these men talk. For me, it was men. I assume women are exactly the same. Putting these people up on pedestals is one of the biggest mistakes we can do. There are not a lot of heroes in professional locker rooms. I can assure you of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's how we begin this Friday night, the ninth day of December 2022. My name is Lee Elsey. You can email me, leeelseyradio@gmail.com. Give a quick glance to our website, leeelsey.com. Your main man, Wayne Allen Root, will be here at the top of the hour. Don't you dare move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%. $50 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back, everyone. So, we've talked to this gentleman a number of times in the past. He has run for just about every political office out there. He's a professor, or maybe a retired professor. Now he's an author, and his Kindle book is out. Actually, it's out right now. You can get it. You could have got it for free a couple of days ago. But his name is Murray Sabrin. Murray, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Lee. Thanks for the opportunity.
So you're sitting at home somewhere and down in Florida now, right? And you're thinking to yourself, I got to write a book. I got to write a book about me. I'm exciting.
Well, this book, Lee, has been 25 years in the making. Initially, I was going to write a book about my 1997 New Jersey gubernatorial campaign. And as I spoke to a publisher, who you may know, Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who has a publishing arm called Talkers Books, he said, Murray, you have a more compelling story to tell than just the 97 campaign. And I started sending him some chapters about my life, when we came to America in 1949, becoming a U.S. citizen in 1959, going through the public school system, getting a PhD, and eventually beginning a 35-year college teaching career in 1985, and all the challenges I faced as a youngster, as an adult. And he said, Murray, we've got to get this word out to people because it's an inspiring story about an immigrant coming to America with his parents, the only ones in their family to survive the Holocaust. It's an inspirational story. It's a story about perseverance and having a positive mental attitude. And so I put it together over the summer, and the book just came out. And we're really excited that it's available free on Amazon or on the Kindle edition for a few days this month.
What's the book title again, Murray?
From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, an American Story.
You've done so many things, Murray. What was your dream when you were a kid? What did you want to be?
Well, I decided to become a social studies teacher when I was a junior in high school because I really loved history and geography. And so I studied for that as an undergraduate. I was a history major and a geography minor, and a concentration in social studies education. I started my teaching career in New York City public schools in the tumultuous year of 1968 when I was hit with a teacher strike right as I was teaching. And the next 3 years I taught mathematics because there was an excess of social studies teachers in school. And then I decided my third year of teaching that this was not the career I really wanted in education. So my wife and I discussed what can I do. And I said, I really want to become a college professor. So I entered graduate school full time in 1972 and got a PhD in economic geography. And that allowed me to get different types of work opportunities over the years. And eventually, by accident, I got the job at Ramapo College in 1985, which turned into a 35-year career.
Wow.
And the last thing, one of the last courses I taught, which I developed there, was the financial history of the United States, which blends finance, economics, history, political science, philosophy. And the students absolutely loved the course because they learned things that they never learned in their history classes, never learned in their economics classes, and certainly didn't learn in their business classes. So students still email me saying what a wonderful class this was because it just helped me understand how America evolved over 200-plus years and how some of the principles that you taught us I can apply in my own career in the business world.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's an interesting topic that we've been talking about here for the past couple of months. And this arc that this country has been going through. And what I mean by that is the history of this planet, Murray, and you know this better than anyone, the reigning powers, the supreme powers, the world dominant monetary powers have all come and gone. They have this arc. And during the course of that arc, they reach the pinnacle. And then on the other side, it begins obviously to go sort of off the rails. And you can look at the Dutch had the same arc. England had the same arc. China had the similar arc. I feel like we're on the flip side, the non-positive side of that arc, Murray. I think our time as a world power is that time is ticking. What do you think about that?
Well, there's no question about it. When I really did a deep dive in the financial history of various countries, the monetary history of the countries, what determines the health of an economy is people's confidence, not only in the political leadership, but in the currency of a nation. And when people lose faith and trust in the currency of a nation, that's when the government and the economy really get into trouble. And I see this happening in America. This has been unfolding for more than 50 years since Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, which took away any backing of the U.S. dollar. Remember, the dollar was initially defined as a 1/20th of an ounce of gold. In order to go back to that type of gold standard, the dollar would have to be defined something like 1/20,000th of an ounce of gold. So much money has been created since the Federal Reserve was founded in 1913.
Right.
So we've got some serious problems with debt, with spending, with regulation, with, of course, our foreign policy, which is counterproductive because it doesn't lead to peace around the world. It foments problems in everywhere we've gone. And so the theme of my writing is that we need to restore the old republic that the founders gave us, which is the blueprint for a peaceful, harmonious, prosperous society.
Talking to Murray Sabre. He's an author, or a new author, if you will. He's written a book, From Immigrant to Public Intellectual, An American Story. You can get that on Amazon. All right, Murray, I got to go. Music is playing. We're out of time. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for all of the info, and good luck with the book. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about Agovix.
Agovix Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovix is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovix may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovix can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Agovix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now!
USA. USA Radio News.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said in remarks published at 6 a.m. Eastern Friday that she's leaving the Democratic Party and registering as an independent. At a food pantry event in Mesa, Arizona, she was asked if her party change will affect her current committee assignments.
I did ask the majority leader to keep my committees because they're so important for Arizona's voice. I will be keeping those committees, and I look forward to continuing my service.
A new Twitter update will let users see if they've been shadow banned or blacklisted without their knowledge. On Thursday, owner Elon Musk tweeted, "Twitter is working on a software update that will show your true account status, so you know clearly if you've been shadow banned, the reason why, and how to appeal." This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. "Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks." Arlene, 5 stars. "Love this product, Extendivite." Terry W, 5 stars. "Can't say enough. Great product." Freya, 5 stars. "I just ordered another." To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, Wayne L. Ruth, Ruth's on fire. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're a conservative warrior, if you're a Christian patriot, if you love America, it's time for you to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. All the products are made in America at the highest quality, at the best prices found anywhere in the world, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at GreatPatriotStore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-American company, and you get to save a fortune on all the same products you already use at home. All the products you use, all the products you want, all the products you need at GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American-loving, patriotic, conservative, made-in-the-USA company, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie, one of my favorite guests to bring on Heritage Foundation fame and fortune. His name is Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military excellence. And, Stephen, I got to ask you right away, this power substation, this makes me think that our power grid is very vulnerable.
It does. This is something that happened a few years ago out in California. People unknown, they never found out who did it, went to a remote relay site for power transmission that, you know, had like a chain link fence around it. But the big ceramic transformers, you know, that you see up on the big poles and stuff, a lot of those are on ground level in little facilities. And these guys stood off, you know, about 50, 100 yards, something like that, with a small arms fire. I believe they were AKs. I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly what the caliber was, but that, you know, that would put it in the small arms category. And they just fired at these things until they damaged the ceramic outside of them enough so that things started to leak, and it shut down that transfer site. And, you know, there's no, it's an unmanned site, so there's nobody there, nobody to call. And then finally when, you know, people reported the gunfire and finally police responded, there was nobody left there. It caused a glitch out in California, but the analysis was that if these bad guys had hit one or two other sites nearby simultaneously, they would have shut down a major chunk of California's electrical system. This one, you know, we're still doing the forensics on it to see the extent of it, you know, what they can learn from the what's left. To see if they can trace it, but, you know, it's kind of early in that game right now.
So with all the people coming across the southern border, we have no idea how many and who and whether they're terrorists or not. This seems like a very easy way for a group of people with a designed effort that could shut down the power in this country almost across it if they started to do this. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to find 20 different places in the country that were absolutely crucial to the grid and the infrastructure of power and go and attack them with if small arms fire can take it out. Imagine what somebody can do with real weaponry to a power station.
This is kind of a weird one, and this is not the way I normally talk about these things, but one of the strengths of our electrical grid is that it's frankly pretty disjointed. It's not a uniform grid all the way across the country. So you can't hit one or two things and shut down the entire country. There's three major blocks of our grid, the east, the center, and the west. But within those three major blocks, there's a lot of separate entities. We've got, you know, things run by big major power companies like, you know, the Tennessee Valley Authority. There's individual municipalities that run their own power companies. All that stuff is at different levels of technology, and are connected in different ways. So it's actually because our thing is so laden with legacy equipment and other strange lash-ups, it actually makes it harder to attack than it was one big unified entity. That said, it's brittle. There are things like this that can be damaged relatively quickly and with a low-tech kind of attack that can cause damage. It's unlikely somebody's going to shut down the grid all the way across America and put us back into the 1700s. That is very unlikely and very difficult to do. Could they do damage and do blackouts here and there? Yeah, and that's troublesome, and we need to stop that.
Right.
But it's not the apocalyptic threat that, you know, the movies like to portray sometimes.
Okay, could they do it? Hackers have an easier time doing it, that apocalyptic view where they shut it down using some sort of, you know, advanced crypto program, et cetera, something like that?
Hackers could probably, they could do things differently, but they're not going to be able to shut down the whole thing either.
Okay.
For the same reasons. So it's, again, the sort of American individuality kind of thing that's manifested in the way our electrical grid is set up is actually, it's not intentional, but it's actually kind of a extra layer of defense for us. But, you know, that said, we need to do a better job at defending these facilities and all of these pieces of our grid, because we don't want, you know, we don't want one city having a blackout, let alone a whole country.
Right.
But, you know, and to do that is tough. Somebody could cause a lot of mischief. Let's put it that way. And that would cause, you know, it's easy for me to say mischief. If it's your electricity that's out, then it's grief.
Right.
And trouble because your food goes bad. You can't charge your phones, you know. If you already bought into the electric vehicle thing, you're really screwed. You know, there's a lot of potential problems, but we're not quite yet at the, you know, we're going back into the Stone Age.
So CNN reported earlier last week that the Biden administration is considering dramatically increasing its training of Ukrainian forces. I asked this question early on of all of the military experts. What's your feeling the likelihood of boots on the ground in Ukraine? Has your position changed on this?
I think there is a lot more likelihood that you'll see trainers going in there, guys like I used to lead in Army Special Forces, you know, maybe some of our Marine Special Ops colleagues who can also, you know, train people. Ukrainians are pretty good at, you know, basic infantry tactics, basic anti-armor tactics, but we're giving them some systems that do require some training. You know, we give them our, you know, Hawk missile systems, which is an anti-aircraft system. You know, they don't have those. So this is a new piece of equipment. Somebody's got to teach them how to use it. So I think you'll see some additional people that will be in Ukraine, but probably at the western end of the country, away from the fighting, doing some train-ups. I think that is a stronger likelihood now than before, because the fighting has moved to the east. So there's room there to get some of our guys in there in non-combat roles safely that could assist the Ukrainian military in doing their job more effectively.
Once we start putting advisors and or trainers on the ground, isn't it just a matter of time before we're engaging the Russians?
No, I don't think that's a foregone conclusion, mostly because in the Ukrainian, we have a friend who desperately wants to fight this fight themselves. They're not sitting there saying, oh, please come rescue us. Send you big, strong Americans in here to fix this for us.
Right.
They just want the technical expertise and the transfer of knowledge along with the transfer of equipment. So they're happy to fight themselves. They got a lot of people, They don't necessarily need American combat troops to fight for them, but they do probably need some assistance on the training side to get a better handle on what's going on. So I don't think if we send in trainers that it's a foregone conclusion that American infantry brigades are going to be in there next. I don't believe that.
All right.
Especially not with this administration.
All right. His name is Stephen Bucci. He is from the Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about him, S. Bucci, on Twitter. That's a good place to go with a lot of great info. Stephen, as always, I cannot thank you enough. We always appreciate your intel, your excellence on all of these subjects. We'll talk to you next time down the road. All right. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is Raw and Unfiltered. And your host is Wayne Allen Root on Fridays. Yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to host the first hour, getting you all warmed up for Wayne when he gets into his big, cushy leather chair in his studio out there in Las Vegas. Our friend and pal and buddy and absolute superstar down there in Dallas, Texas, Christopher, is pushing all the buttons, making it all go, and we thank him very much. It's time to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. Coming up, yet another friend from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the potential for nuclear Armageddon and how ready are we for that. Patty Jane Geller will join me next. Keep it here on the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kiperidge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We, again, have such a great relationship with our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. It's just one after another, some great folks. And we're lucky today to get a chance to talk about a real serious issue. Actually, one that we talked about at length yesterday. And Patty Jane Geller is joining us, Senior Policy Analyst, Center for National Defense, is on the phone with us. So I know the Heritage Foundation has the index of U.S. military strength and where we stand on some of that stuff. And you guys put that report out, and it sort of lists every weakness and every strength that we have. But our overall nuclear arsenal, obviously we're strong, but there's some question marks surrounding our nuclear arsenal and delivery systems, correct?
That's absolutely right, yes. Yeah. Nuclear arsenal is ranked strong for now, but we're at risk of quickly declining to either a marginal or a weak nuclear force as our threat worsens.
So what could we possibly do to fix? I mean, do we have to reinvent a different delivery system or just update and upgrade what we have?
Yeah, so I'll give you a bit of background on what we have right now. Right now we have, you know, a nuclear triad of forces that we can launch from land, air, and sea. And it's a strong nuclear triad. We have good quality capabilities, but they were, you know, the number of weapons we have and the types of weapons we have, we designed that force back around 2010. And we made all those decisions about those kinds of issues, like how many missiles we have, what kind, based on a much more benign threat environment that we're facing today. You know, back then we weren't expecting the nonsense from Russia that we're seeing, its nuclear threats over Ukraine, and then we didn't expect the nuclear buildup from China that we're seeing today. So my worry, and this is what I've been writing about, is that our nuclear forces, they're good for now, but they're not enough for the growing threats that we're facing. So this might mean we need to do things like increase the size of our nuclear arsenal. We might simply need more nuclear weapons, and we might need different kinds of missiles, too. For example, most of our missiles are super long range. They would be launched from the U.S. onto our adversary's territory, but we might need some weapons that we can deploy directly to maybe the Russian or the Chinese waters, for example.
Are there treaties that prevent us from building up a more powerful nuclear arsenal?
Currently, yes. We are signed to the New START Treaty with Russia. That limits the number of nuclear warheads and missiles that we can deploy. But that treaty is set to expire in 2026, which is really just a few years away, and we don't have any prospects, at least for the moment, for a new treaty. So I think the concern is we'll have to consider, you know, what's best for us in terms of ensuring that we can deter our adversaries, you know, staying in the treaties, building more, that kind of thing.
So if we're suspect as far as our delivery system, and I consider the United States military the finest the planet has ever known, and I would think our technology is unequaled in that area, how much confidence do you have in, let's say, Russia hitting a target with a nuclear weapon, or China, for that matter, hitting a target with a nuclear weapon?
Yeah, I would say strong confidence. Russia and China are both developing more nuclear weapons and also more sophisticated weapons using advanced technology. They're doing a lot of things that the United States is not. For example, both Russia and China are building hypersonic weapons that can carry nuclear warheads. And those are missiles that would be able to fly 5 times the speed of sound and do things like avoid U.S. missile defenses, or in some cases, even our sensors, our ability to see those kind of weapons. And we're not planning on putting nuclear warheads on our hypersonics. Another example is when it comes to developing, you know, the nuclear warhead itself. The U.S. has abided by a self-imposed moratorium on testing nuclear weapons, which would help us to improve the quality of our warheads. But Russia and China allegedly are testing nuclear weapons and are giving themselves the ability to produce potentially more advanced warheads than the U.S.
I guess the best way to phrase this is we haven't been told that we have any hypersonic weaponry, but do we? I mean, I think that's sort of that unkept secret, right?
We are building hypersonic weapons. We have a few under development. I think one of them is almost done, but we're only planning on arming those with conventional weapons, not nuclear.
Okay.
So maybe that'll change in the future, but for now, that's the plan.
Okay, but we do have them. I know there was a question as to whether or not we had them, and when you ask somebody supposedly in the know, you kind of get the tongue-in-cheek wink-wink that, no, we don't have them, but we do have them. If that makes any sense.
They're under development, so in the next few years, we should have them deployed.
All right. So just on a general sense, you are, and again, you can read more about this. This is Patty Jane Geller from the Heritage Foundation, and you've written a number of different pieces surrounding this, and one is up right now. But in a general sense of our nuclear capabilities, I mean, if you had to give me a letter grade on it, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to give us a B+.
Okay.
We're doing well, but our nuclear weapons are getting older, and we're going to need to fix them over the next decade.
All right. But, I mean, you're not laying awake, sleepless at night about this right now. Not yet.
Not yet, but I will be, I think, in the next handful of years. And the issue is that nuclear capabilities, they take a long time to build and develop. So this is why I'm starting to argue that we need to start this process now of taking steps to strengthen our nuclear forces.
All right. Well, listen, I always thank our friends at The Heritage. You were great. I appreciate you giving us some time today. Where can folks learn more about you and what you put together?
Yeah, you can go to heritage.org and look at the nuclear weapons issues, or they can follow me on Twitter at TJ_Geller.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, great. Thanks so much for having me on.
You got it. Great stuff. All right, another hour is come and gone. Wayne Allen Root out to the top. You keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.